Alrighty, the border battle between the Vikings and Packers a little later today. We're super excited for it. Wabi from Vikings.com momentarily for the winning formula. But first, the adversarial update, courtesy of DraftKings. It's the extra point. And for the update, we go to Packers.com.
3 weeks ago, the Packers were 6-0, and the idea that they'd be 6-3 and in second place in the NFC North heading into this weekend's showdown with the Vikings was unthinkable. But it's reality for the four-time defending division champs, and if they want to get back into first place on Sunday, it starts with fixing the offense. The calling card of this Packers team was fast starts in the early six-game winning streak. They outscored their opponents 66-9 in the first quarter of those games, but that trend has turned. During the current three-game losing streak, the Packers have just 10 first-quarter points. And they had just 3 points on the board last week against Detroit through 3.5 quarters. On defense, the quarterback sacks have simply dried up. Green Bay ranked second in the league through 6 games with 23 sacks, but they've recorded none in their 3 losses. Against a Detroit offense that the Vikings recently buried under an avalanche of sacks, the Packers couldn't get to Matthew Stafford in 38 pass attempts. Special teams had been the most consistent phase of Green Bay's operation, but it's now having costly breakdowns as well. The Packers allowed a 104-yard kickoff return to Detroit's Ameer Abdullah last week, giving the kickoff coverage unit plenty to shore up with Minnesota's Patterson up next. Falling 2 games behind the Vikings with 6 to play would give the Packers a very steep hill to climb. For Packers.com, I'm Mike Spofford.